Good morning, it's Classic Kids 48 and one of my favourite foods in the world, and I must admit I'm probably not Robinson Crusoe. Chocolate is an absolute favourite. And did you know today is World Chocolate Day? If you didn't already need an excuse to go and eat chocolate, joining me online this morning is author Delia McCabe. Delia, why is chocolate such an international favourite food?
Oh, Murray, chocolate has nearly everything that one needs to make it an addictive, delicious substance. Firstly, it's got the taste. Then, of course, it's got the aroma. Then it's got the texture and the mouthfeel, which is enhanced by the fact that it melts at just a little bit below body temperature. So when you put really good chocolate into your mouth, it becomes a sensuous, kind of like a sexy food, because it just becomes part of yourself as you're eating it.
And I think you're 100% right there. It is in some ways such a very, very sexy experience. And interesting what you say about the melting temperature, because I found with some of the lesser quality chocolates, often it gets kind of stuck on the top of your mouth and it tastes really greasy. Good quality chocolate just seems to just melt into your mouth. It's just wonderful.
Now, I'll tell you why that's the case, and I think you're going to find it quite surprising. The cocoa butter in good chocolate is the reason that it melts so beautifully. But lesser quality chocolate actually has different fat in it, because manufacturers sell the cocoa butter to pharmaceutical companies because it's a very shelf-stable product and it's great for skincare. Mm-hmm. And then all they do is they replace that great cocoa butter with cheap solvent-extracted oils. Things like soya and even palm kernel oil, which has different qualities. But that's why it's really easy to taste the difference between a good quality chocolate and a poor one.
Very interesting, and I never knew that, but I can certainly taste the difference, even though I did know the reasoning behind it all. But look, one of the reasons I was also keen to talk to you today, you're an author of a book called Feed Your Brain, and one of the best things about chocolate is it's actually very, very good for your brain. Please explain that.
Okay, now we've got to have a little bit of a caveat here. It's the good chocolate that's good for our brain. So obviously we want to get 70% and up in terms of cocoa solids. And yes, Murray, it's got a lot of magnesium in it, which is why it helps people to feel calmer when they consume it, because magnesium is a soothing mineral. It also contains iron and chromium and manganese and zinc, and it's also got a lot of antioxidants in it. So it's really a very nutrient-dense food if we can get it with high cocoa solids, great cocoa butter, and not a lot of sugar.
Okay, look, the other thing too is there's things like chromium, iron, zinc, as well as other loads of other phytochemicals. Tell me a little bit more about them.
Well, it's interesting because although chocolate is a much beloved substance, we don't know all that much about it. Apparently there are hundreds of different phytochemicals in chocolate that we haven't investigated in a lot of detail. So I think the combination of all of them makes chocolate a really nutrient-dense food. And it got the name of theobroma, that was its old name, which actually translated as food of the gods. And I think there was some reasoning behind that, because it also contains something called tryptophan. Now, tryptophan is the precursor to serotonin, which is the precursor to melatonin, which helps us sleep. So that's another great compound that it contains. However, it also contains theobromine, which is a bit of a stimulant for the heart. So it kind of like relaxes you and kind of like stimulates you, as well as giving you all sorts of these phytonutrients. So it's a multifaceted, delicious experience.
That's just amazing. And in so many ways produces those very pleasant feelings because of PEA, which is phenylethylamine, I believe.
Yeah, PEA actually, you have to eat a lot of chocolate to get the PEA effect, because yeah, it doesn't really cross the blood-brain barrier that effectively. But it's one of the reasons why chocolate is associated with love and Valentine's Day and really good feelings and good emotions, because it does elicit a lot of those good, really pleasurable, blissful feelings.
Well, look, you've got me convinced 100%. Before we wrap up this morning and I go and reach for my next chocolate, just quickly tell me about your brand new book. It's called Feed Your Brain. It's just been released, and it talks about some of the things that we've talked about this morning.
Thank you, Murray. Yeah, I'm really excited about this book, because it's a good wake-up call for people to realize that we can actually focus on feeding our brain and feeding it well to be able to stabilize our mood and our weight and increase our learning, focus, and memory, which is something that most people want, and of course to manage our stress levels. And I think most people never think about feeding their brain. I mean, most people only really ever think about their brain when they get a headache. So I'm excited about this book because it kind of like opens the door to a whole new way of thinking to manage mood and memory and focus and learning, as I said. So it's a great book. It's easy to understand. I've got little boxes for people who want to dive deeper into the science, but I've also got recipes in there to make it really simple for people to just apply the knowledge that I'm providing. It's an enjoyable read, I've been told.
Well, look, I'm going to put a link up on our website with our chat this morning and also details about your brand new book called Feed Your Brain. I'm off to eat some chocolate. Delia McCabe, thank you so much for your time this morning. I particularly enjoyed our discussion.
Thank you so much, Murray. I enjoyed it as well. And everybody, enjoy World Chocolate Day.
Classic hits. 4CA, now playing more of the music you grew up with.